Wow, this sure has been a game-changing year. When I sent out my newsletter in early January, I said rat years are game changers, yet I had no idea just how drastic a change it would be. I did say it was going to be like 1960 in some ways. That was the beginning of a decade of major changes in the world, especially in the United States. Unfortunately, in the 60s, there was also a large divide, just like we currently are experiencing. And in still other ways, it is exactly like 1960, because there is a global awareness, a spiritual consciousness, and connection occurring. Hi, I'm Linda Lenore. With all that has happened so far this year, as well as what is currently happening, the energy in your home most probably is off or out of balance, making life more challenging. In this program, you are going to have the tools to minimize and actually negate any unhealthy energies within your home or office environments that are part of this rat year. You'll be able to create and boost the positive energies to help you improve your life. Implementing this program will move you from the energy states of struggle and survival towards more balanced energies for a thriving life. All you have to do is download the written instructions for the Year of the Rat and print them out. The download contents are 1. A page for each direction stating what type of energy it has and what to do to negate or enhance the energy, and 2. Images of objects to use in each direction or sector. Both traditional and modern cures are provided. Also included are several recordings. This recording, which is an overview about the rat year and the contents of this program, plus how to use these items. A recording number 2 is a recording explaining the steps to take and what order in which to do them. Number 3, a recording about the 5 elements, where in the magic 9 square they reside, and how the elements of the flying stars for the rat year are influencing each of the main elements in each sector. 4, a recording of a ringing bell to be used to shake up and clear stuck energy. And 5, a recording of the singing bowl used to create harmony and balance in your home. In this recording, I'll briefly reflect on characteristics of the 12 Chinese zodiac animals and the years in which they occurred. Sharing the annual animal cycle can give you perspective on the interconnectedness and flow of the years, as well as what might be in store for the future. Before I do that, there are a few things I want to share that are definitely different about this program compared to my previous yearly animal recordings and offerings. First, this whole program is a complete package. It comes with the information about the year, where the various energies are located, and what needs to be done to bring balance and harmony into your home or office. I have listed traditional cures and more modern cures. This program includes the actual items you need. If you don't want to listen to this recording and go straight to implementing the enhancers for your environment, please feel free to do so. You can stop listening, get a compass to validate the correct compass directions, and place the printed pages in the correct locations using your intentions for good throughout your home and building. That's it. Yes, I said printed pages. You can print and use the pages of the remedies. No need to purchase items. This was one of the things I had to make sure would work for you. More on this shortly. Yet the recording is designed to be part of the program. It is to help you understand what is going on, why it is important, something I personally like to know rather than just doing an act someone tells me to do without a reason or conscious interaction on my part. And lastly, to help you create a mindset to support your intentions for good. Intentions are a very powerful tool. 35 years ago, when I first started out with energy work, especially feng shui, I didn't have the time, resources, or money to use what I was told to use. I set an intention by focusing on the good and positive of a higher power. If you have a belief in a greater being, God, or some spiritual, religious entity, please align yourself with that energy as you follow my suggestions. Second, I'm only going to do this in a positive frame of mind. During the many years I've been doing this program, there has been something that just didn't sit well with me. Yet I knew I needed to create something to offset the negative energy and create some harmony in our environments. It finally hit me a few years ago what wasn't working for me. I unintentionally was following a fear-based approach with the yearly animal. I didn't do that in my consulting practice. Why was I allowing even a little of that energy into the yearly animals program? And finally, quite frankly, there is too much fear energy being generated in this world most of the time, especially now. Hence, the last 2 years, I haven't sent the remedies or made a recording because of this awareness. I wanted to practice on my home and myself before I gave you any suggestions. I've always tried things out on myself first before I tell my clients what to do. The exceptions have been when I didn't have the ability to try it personally because I didn't have that situation in my home, or it was urgent to fix the problem a client had. It's better for me to work out the details or nuances personally in order to prevent my clients from having any issues due to slight nuances or incomplete awareness. In those urgent cases, I was constantly in touch with my clients as we navigated the unique situation to make sure everything was going in the desired direction. The last 2 years, I've practiced on myself as well as family members where I could keep close watch on what was happening. This has led to an easier, quicker, more simplified, and positive approach. Selling my home 2 years ago and moving to another state gave me the perfect opportunity to try my theory. In the process of selling the home, we staged our home. I couldn't have Asian tchotchkes, crystals, and spiritual icons strategically placed, but I could put a piece of paper with the correct image on it in a dresser drawer with intention. Moving 1,000 miles away created other issues. First, we didn't know where for sure we were going to move. Second, we couldn't find a home to rent or buy. Third, when we did find a place, everything was either packed or we hadn't brought it with us. This allowed me to continue the process, using my images on paper with intention. It's worked perfectly. You should be able to implement the whole placement of the items within 15 minutes once you have a compass and have printed these pages. Most people have a compass app on their phone. At the very least, you can figure the approximate location of east, where the sun rises, and west, where the sun sets, and even locate the North Star in the evening. Third, this program is concise and almost completely self-contained. With the worldwide pandemic, I've personally found I want things short, easy, not too much detail, bite-sized pieces with everything included that I need. Plus, it has to be positive energy. The approach has to be positive. The way it is done has to be positive. And it needs to be created by a person who is positive and supportive. Otherwise, I don't want or need the negative energies brought into my home or life through an outside source. From what my clients, friends, and family have shared, they feel the same way. I hope knowing the positive standards used to create the foundation of this program reduces any anxiety and restores your confidence. My hope is that you take charge in changing the energies of your home for balance, harmony, and the highest good. Fourth, at this specific time in our global history, it is imperative we raise our consciousness and vibration to the highest possible level. Whenever you find yourself doubting what possible role you play in the contribution to humanity and healing our planet, please know you are in the right place at the right time. Your powerful, positive thoughts for the betterment of mankind and the planet are needed. It's a numbers game. The more people who raise, hold, and spread the energy and vibration of love and light, the less space and room there is for darkness to hide or fester. Let's get started. And it's going to be brief. You have all the information written on separate sheets for you to take with you to each of the 9 directions. I'm not going to talk about each direction as I have done in the previous years. Again, I'm keeping this simple. On January 25th, 2020, we started the Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, the year of the metal rat. Rat years are game-changing years. The fact this one also started a new decade was going to make it even more powerful. First, here's a little background on how the years were named after various animals. One story says an emperor in ancient China wanted to have a party to celebrate the coming of spring. He invited all the animals in the kingdom. As they arrived, he thanked them by naming a year after them. Rat showed up first. People born in a rat year are usually party animals. Rat characteristics or qualities tend to be nocturnal and detail-oriented. We find these qualities and characteristics also show up as part of the energy all year long. The nocturnal aspect has shown up with us needing to shelter in place. We are inside where it is dark rather than being outdoors in the sunlight. As for details, figuring out what was causing the illness and how best to deal with it are just a few of the many details we've had thrown into the mix of the year. Here are the animals, a couple of their characteristics, and the order from the previous 12 years. I'm doing this for the previous 12 years so that you get a feel for what has happened, and maybe you can look back at those years and relate to some energy or characteristic that occurred. The first animal, as I said, was the rat, and that was in 2008. It's nighttime and detail-oriented. This was also when we had the last recession. The second animal is the ox, 2009. Carries a heavy load, trots along, can't back up because of the yoke on its back. Okay. So those would be characteristics we might be seeing next year. Third is the tiger in 2010. It's a feast or famine year, especially in money. So take care of yourself first. Have some reserves at hand. The fourth animal was the rabbit, 2011. It's prolific. It acts quickly. That was a year to definitely declutter. The fifth one is the dragon, 2012. It's the luckiest of the animals. Driven, growth-oriented, success, marriage, and family are all characteristics of dragon years. It's often considered to be the luckiest year. Number six is the snake, 2013. It's a challenging time for communication. It's also a year of transformation. The seventh animal was the horse in 2014. They move forward. There's horsepower behind what you do. There's focus and take action. The eighth animal is the sheep in 2015. It was associated with family, peace, and contentment. The ninth animal is the monkey, 2016. It's a year of innovation, revolution, risk-taking, and trickery. You need to steer clear of any quick get-rich-quick schemes. Analyze the details. The 10th animal was the rooster in 2017. There's self-importance, you know, grooming and appearance, new beginnings, and acknowledging yourself. Strut your stuff. That's kind of the way to look at it, how a rooster struts its stuff. The 11th animal was the dog in 2018. Dogs are loyal, playful, very loving. That was a year of extreme loyalty and lots of playfulness and love. The 12th animal is the pig, and that was last year, 2019. Has to do with generosity and trustworthy. So let's look at the last year and the next couple of years in relationship to the rat. Last year was a pig year. Pigs are generous, trustworthy, and love creature comforts. Home is extremely high on their priority list. It is a place to go nurture oneself. Hopefully you took advantage last year to create a safe and nurturing home. If not, it would be good to do work towards that to achieve as much of this energy as possible. It's like playing catch-up. in order to have a foundation that you need to support you during the remainder of this rat year. You need this support for the best energy to happen in your life for the 12-year cycle that started this year. This year, pay attention to details and don't live in the dark. Do your research on everything. Get all points of view. Look at the fine print. Come to your own conclusion. Do not follow the masses blindly. Be your own person. Next year, with the ox, we will trot along. We have a heavy burden to carry in many areas of life to heal this world. We can't go back. We won't be going back to the old way. It will be different. We are all going to be different after this, hopefully in a good way. The following year is a tiger year. There is a tendency for it to be a feast or famine energy. We will need to take care of our families and ourselves first and foremost. Learning from this rat year experience, without hoarding, making sure you plan for your future in case there is a famine on the horizon. Now, my husband, Hillary, has worked in the emergency preparedness arena for over 20 years. Because of that, we have plans for many what-ifs in life. Now is the time for the what-ifs, be it toilet paper shortages, lack of income, health issues, etc. So start thinking about the what-ifs and plan accordingly. I'm not foretelling anything bad is going to happen. What I'm saying is, this game-changing year is a wake-up call on living your life on purpose the best way we possibly can. With the rat being the first of the animals in this 12-year cycle, and 2020 being the start of a new decade, this year is the start of a game-changing decade, as well as the complete 12-year animal cycle. This is the time to make changes in your home for years to come. So my questions to you are, what do you want in your life? What needs to change in order to achieve it? How will you change? What details need to be done in order to move forward from struggling in your life to having a thriving life? It's time for you to place the pictures of the items I've provided. Unless, of course, you actually have the object, then use it. Make sure you have a clear intention in your mind for the highest good to material from the placement of each object. And have fun. For more detail on the order and placement of objects, please listen to the recording labeled Placement Protocol. If you have any questions, please reach out to me via email at linda@lindalenore.com. That's linda@lindalenore.com. And stay tuned for some exciting announcements coming up in the next month or so. So here's to a game-changing year. This is Linda Lenore sending you blessings for a wonderful life. Have a good one. Goodbye for now.